Thank you for listening to the All About Life podcast with Vic. I'm so glad you're listening in today. This podcast is dedicated to inspiring and motivating you to be a better you. Find us on iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast show. Thanks for listening and enjoy this next episode. Thank you for listening to the All About Life podcast. This is your host, Vic. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about dreams. And this is very important because when I scroll through Facebook, I see that there's a lot of people out there with broken dreams, with unrealized expectations, people that are frustrated in life because life is not how they thought it should be by this point. And maybe, just maybe, you that are listening to me fall into that category as well, where you look around and all you see is a valley of broken dreams. But in this episode, I want to just give you a different perspective regarding broken dreams. Because maybe those dreams that you deem as broken were dreams that were just not for you. And this is why they did not materialize in your personal life. So it's not anything that you did wrong per se. It's just, it simply was not for you. And I believe that there are ways that we can steer clear of broken dreams by making wise decisions that'll lead us to a dream that is truly for us. Tailored for us. See, especially in the United States of America, we've been educated that we can do whatever we want, that we can go for whatever we want, and as long as we work hard enough, we can be successful at anything that we want. However, reality dictates that this is just not true. Because if it was true, there would be hardly anybody out there whose dreams did not materialize or whose life did not materialize the way that they had it in their minds, right? So this is just not true. And so a lot of people buy into this because they go to a motivational speaker or to a positive thinker, and they truly buy into this and they go for things that is not for them. They fail. And then they say things like, well, positive thinking doesn't work. Well, hard work doesn't work. Well, all that positive nonsense is just that nonsense, right? And then they get into this loop of regret and they just become miserable people. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them because feeling like you're a failure and feeling like your dreams are just all broke and there was nothing you could do about it is horrible. That is a horrible place to be mentally and is a horrible place to be in your soul. It really is. So I don't blame them. I cast no judgment over that. So what we need to do first of all is retrain ourselves to know that we cannot do just whatever we want to do. That we cannot just go out there and work hard enough at something and eventually be successful at it. It's not going to work if it's not for us. And so, for example, I love to watch baseball. I love to watch basketball. However, these are sports that regardless how hard I worked at them, I'm not going to be successful at it. I'm just not. I'm not tailored for that particular route. So it's something that although I enjoy watching, I will never be a basketball player. I will never be a baseball player. And I'm okay with that. If I was to get up and start training and think that I'm going to be successful at any of that, I'm just going to head into a broken dream, because it's not going to happen. And so how can we avoid going after things that will just leave us broken? Because that, at the end of the day, that's what it is. We're going after dreams that are going to leave us broken because they're not for us. Well, how do we know that a dream is not for us? How do we know that something really isn't in our lane? Because that's the important question right there. There's a few things I want you to consider. First and foremost, consider who you are as a person, your personality. It's probably the most important thing when considering a dream or something to go after. And consider who you are deep in your soul and be brutally honest with yourself. Brutally honest with yourself. Take that dream that you're looking at and ask yourself, first of all, is that something that you can handle long term? Do you have the patience for what that dream will require of you? See, oftentimes we see things from the outside perspective. How much money can we make at it? How many days off can we get? You know, the benefits, right? We look at it from the benefits perspective, the 401ks and so on. But we fail to look at ourselves from the inner perspective and match ourselves to that particular dream. Are we a good fit for that role, right? So can you handle it long term? Because dreams are long term. Those things that, those goals that you have, those are long term goals as far as dreams and aspirations are concerned. And you really gotta put that in perspective, because if it's something that you can't handle for the long term, then it's simply not for you. If it's something that you can't see yourself doing for at least 10 years, then it's just not for you. Do you have the patience for what that requires of you? Right? That's a big one. That's a big one. For example, don't go becoming a teacher if you don't have the patience to teach people. If you don't have the patience to deal with people on a regular basis, if you don't have the patience to deal with ignorance, well, the teaching field is just not for you. Don't do it because of the days off that you get and whatnot, because you're going to be miserable and, well, you're going to fail at it eventually. So ask yourself, do you have the patience to maintain what requires in that dream, right? Because if you don't, then that dream is probably not for you. And like I said, this is all inner questions that you're asking yourself. We're not even dealing with skill sets or any of that. You got to ask yourself, do you like to continually work with people, or do you enjoy working on your own? This is very important, because certain things require, yet you will work, require you to work, there we go, around people continually. Others, not so much. So can you handle working with people? Are you a good team player? Or are you more into a leader's role? So you must take inventory of who you are as a person before you go and get yourself involved with anything and trying to achieve any success in any particular field, industry, or whatever it is that you're pursuing. Now, the second thing that you gotta be aware of is your natural skills, not skills that you can learn. Natural skills are different than acquired skills. You have natural born abilities that God gave you that are different than the abilities that you can learn aside from that. But when you're pursuing a dream, the most important is your God-given abilities. What things do you do naturally well? Can you write well naturally? Can you read really, really well naturally? How does your body function naturally? Look at yourself from the natural ability perspective. What are things that you understand easily? Because that's another thing that happens. You know, don't try to become a physicist if you have a hard time understanding math. And if math is a true challenge for you, you're not going to be successful trying to become a scientist. So what things come natural to you? What things can you understand right off the bat naturally? And by the way, guys, write all these things down. You can't possibly remember all of your traits. You must write them down. And writing them down is great because as you are looking to see what dreams to go for, you can have a physical, tangible paper or on your computer, just a tangible document that lists out who you are as a person, your natural abilities, and you can match that before you even try to go for anything, right? And the best part about thinking about your natural abilities, right? Abilities you were born with, is that these will actually pinpoint you in the right direction. Better than any other test that you can take out there that tries to kind of figure you out. If you just jot down what you're naturally good at, it's going to narrow the playing field greatly. When it comes to your life, this is truly important that you narrow the field down. Way too many times, people try to just shoot at the dark and hopefully something sticks, right? Let me just try this over here. Let me try that over there. And, you know, hopefully something sticks and, you know, I can be good at. You don't want to waste your time doing that. Once your time is gone, it's gone. And time is too valuable of an asset for you to be wasting it, shooting at the dark to see if something sticks. So as you jot down your natural abilities, then in doing this, your options become less and less and less. Process of elimination, if you will. And like I said, you want to narrow it down so that you can focus in on that particular dream, on that particular thing that you're good at, and kind of not get sidetracked with things around you. Because if you don't really understand your natural given abilities, whatever you go for, eventually you'll get sidetracked. Someone else will come and say, hey, I think you should do this. I think you're better at doing that. And then you get sidetracked. You go here, you go there, and you end up nowhere. So the less options you have, the better. The less options you have, the less likely you are to run into a dream that's going to break your heart, that's going to just break you. Because broken dreams, at the end of the day, do end up breaking people. And that is no fun for anybody, and it's a serious matter. It really is a serious matter when it comes to your own psychology, your own mindset, and your contribution to humanity, right? The reason you were put on this earth. So that suffers as well. And when that suffers, again, you just become miserable. Not a road you want to go on. So narrow it. Narrow down your options. And once you narrow down your options by just jotting down who you are as a person and your natural abilities, and then you begin to really tailor what it is that you should be doing, right? To give back, to serve, to be successful, don't let anybody sidetrack you with anything else. When you're spending all this time doing this and really narrowing it down, and once you get fixed on a goal, on a dream that is tailored for you, don't let anyone else sidetrack you. Because everyone else is going to be doing their own thing. At every given point in time, everybody will be doing their own thing that they believe is for them. So you need to be focused on you and on that goal. Getting sidetracked is just going to waste your time. And if someone else is successful at what they're telling you that you should try, well, that's fine. That's awesome. Good for them. But continue on your own path to your own dream. Don't think that their dream is going to fit well with you. And that's another thing to keep in contact. That's another thing to keep in mind as well, guys. All dreams aren't made the same. And just because someone else was successful doing a certain thing doesn't mean that you're going to be successful or have success to their level, because that dream was for them and it was tailored for them, not you. So if it's not tailored for you, don't think about how successful they are. That's a mute point. Their success has nothing to do with your life. Their success has nothing to do with what you want to accomplish. So their success really is irrelevant when it comes to what you're trying to do in life. And great for them. That's awesome for them, right? But if it's not for you, don't try to get involved with it. Just continue on your path. So we have your personality, right, that you need to take inventory of, your God-given abilities, right? And then finally, the third thing that I want you to think about before you run into something is, don't do something because you want to make a lot of money or be rich at it. I see this mistake happen time and time and time again, where people don't do what they should be doing. They do what they think will make them money. And so this is a double-edged sword, because if you go just do something just because you want to make really good money at it and it's not for you, not only are you not going to make money, you're going to stay broke all your life. Like, you're not going to make money at all because it's not for you, right? But when you get out of this money-making mindset and you begin to kind of embrace a service mindset, a serving mindset, where you're doing something to contribute to making another person's life better, and you're doing it because it's tailored for your personality and your God-given abilities, when you do that, the money tends to follow. And I see that all the time as well, where people, they begin something because it matches their personality, it matches their God-given ability, and they really are looking into just serving others and making another person's life a little easier, a little better, doing that thing, and they end up making tons of money, although they did not go into it to make tons of money. And again, I see people that go into something to make tons of money, and not only do they not make money, but because it's not for them, they literally stay broke. They stay broke most of their lives. And so, again, another broken dream. And that's how they end up with a broken dream. by going for something for the wrong reasons. When you do something in life, you need to do what you should be doing, not what you think you want to do because you want to make a lot of money, or what other people say you should be doing as well, because other people don't know who you are personally. They don't know you from the inside out, right? They can just see what's on the outside. So don't make that mistake of just trying to do something for the money. Do it because it matches your personality, it matches your God-given ability, and because it's something that you enjoy, that you want to give back, you want to serve, you want to make people's lives a little better. And the money will follow you. It really will, because people will pay for service. And people will give money to other people who make their lives easier, right? And it could be in any field. This is in any field. A computer programmer makes computer illiterate people, or who are illiterate in programming, they make their lives a lot easier by providing them with that service. I know of people that they've started car washes and they've become extremely successful in their car washing business. I mean, something that you wouldn't think would make you a lot of money, right? So do it from that perspective, guys. Think of it from that perspective, not the money perspective. The money perspective will leave you broke every time. Every time it'll leave you broke. But if you do it from the perspective of helping others and making another person's life easier, and it matches your other attributes, then that money will come. It will show. So think about these things before you give your heart and soul into a dream. That way you don't end up going for a dream that's going to break your heart. Broken dreams are not fun. Broken dreams hurt because of time wasted. But I believe that if you take inventory, broken dreams are avoidable. They're not this phenom that is just like unavoidable, and we're just like at its mercy, and everyone's going to have, you know, broken dreams. And I don't buy that. I believe that they are avoidable so long as we are aware of who we are, what we can do, what we have to offer, and how we can serve others. All right, guys, I hope that this helps you truly better understand broken dreams from a different perspective. And hopefully, by taking inventory, you can avoid falling into a broken dream.